praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate this feast of All Saints, all of those souls who have gone before us, who have died in the state of grace, and who have been brought into the beatific vision. And so this celebration is a great cause of hope for all of us who are still journeying through this world, as Saint John says in today's second reading. Everyone who has this hope based on him makes himself pure as he is pure. And so all of us, we have this hope to arrive one day with this great company of saints in heaven. And this virtue of hope is very necessary in this world. And the virtue of hope acknowledges that this path, this journey to heaven, is difficult. But at the same time, it acknowledges that it's not impossible. And so it's important that we have this balance that the virtue of hope provides us, because, you know, acknowledging that the path to heaven is difficult prevents us from falling into presumption, right? To imagine that we're going to easily enter heaven without converting and turning from sin. But at the same time, acknowledging that it is possible prevents us from falling into despair and thinking that we will never make it, right? And so, in fact, the readings lend themselves to this virtue. A few days ago, our Lord just told us that there are few who are saved. And instead, in today's reading, we read that there's a great multitude, right, from every nation, tribe, people, and tongue, which no one could count, every nation, race, people, and tongue. And so, what's going on here? How are we to understand this? Well, St. Augustine reconciles these two, and he says, well, if you consider the saved, the elect, those who are in heaven, just in and of themselves, then they are a great multitude. But if we take them and compare them to those who are lost, then they are relatively few. It's kind of like last night's celebration that we had for the children. We had this all beautiful All Saints celebration when we had this multitude of children who were dressed up as the saints. And that was wonderful to see, very inspiring. But if we compare that to the vast number of ghosts and goblins who were probably roaming around town at the same time, then we would say, okay, they're relatively few. And so we go forward with courage and perseverance. And we need to acknowledge, why is salvation is difficult. We know this. The scripture teaches this. It says that right in today's first reading, that these are the ones who have survived the time of great distress. So the scripture talks about those who are saved as survivors. Another part of the book of Revelation speaks of them as victors, right? They have won. Again, the book of Acts says, it is by passing through many tribulations that we must be saved. Okay, so it is difficult. And why is it difficult? I mentioned this the other day too. It is difficult because love is difficult, right? That is the pathway to heaven. Love for God with all of one's heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love for one's neighbor as oneself. That is not an easy task. Love is difficult. It requires self-renunciation. If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Love is difficult because it's really like a dying to oneself. Unless the grain of wheat fall to the ground and die, it does not bear fruit. Love is like a war, right? Job says in chapter 7, verse 1, the life of man on earth is a warfare. And against whom are we warring? St. Paul explains, we are warring against the spirits of the air. St. John says, the devil, the world, and the flesh, all of these things are trying to overcome our love and turn us back towards ourselves. So instead of self-renunciation, it's self-affirmation, okay, and self-adoration. Okay, that's what all of these obstacles to love want to do. Okay, so we acknowledge it's difficult, but at the same time, not impossible, right? There is great consolation. Our Lord said, in this world you will have trials, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So he has overcome the world, and we are united with him, and he will never give us a trial or a cross without giving us also the accompanying grace to carry it with patience and with love, always in union with him. Today's Alleluia Antiphon before the Gospel, right? It says, come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Okay, so we can always come to our Lord, really, truly present here in the Blessed Sacrament, as we are laboring and perhaps we feel burdened in this world, and he will give us rest and consolation already in this world, and then certainly in the next if we remain faithful and persevere. And so let us console ourselves with the help of all of these saints, this great cloud of witnesses who have gone before us and who surround us with their loving presence and with their prayers. They are cheering us on as we too make our way to heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.